Blog Talk Radio.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you've just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Well, it should be good, 'cause I've been playing guitar now for 14 years. I got music in me coming out my ears. But you ought to know the fact is I'm this good, because I practice. No, my talent ain't as big as it appears. And still I see you getting all warm and runny from my guitar and the way my fingers burn. Well, I hate this disillusion, young, but it's just licks off a record that I've learned. Listen close now, I ain't into nothing new. I'm just doing what the owner tells me to. He says soft and I play doleful. He says negro, I get soulful. He says solo, I can't wait until I'm through. And still I see you getting all warm and runny from my guitar and the way my fingers burn. Well, I hate this disillusion, yeah, honey, but it's just licks off a record that I've learned. It don't mean I'm good in bed, although I ain't had no complaints. You can't tell from just my guitar what I am and what I ain't. I got no special style of picking. I'll imitate the train or chicken. So you heard me bend a string. Well, honey, that ain't anything. I'm just working for the money, not the fun. And when it's over, I'll just pack it up and run. And when I'm lying in my bed, there'll be no music in my head. No, I just thank the Lord our two nights here are done. And still I see you getting all warm and runny from my guitar and the way my fingers burn. Well, I hate this disillusion, you honey, but it's just licks off a record. Licks off a record. Licks off a record. Licks off a record that I learned.
Awesome Ted. Ted Goes Wild. We're even Ted. Welcome, one and all, to Friday Night Possum, a podcast that thinks it's a radio show, or a radio show disguised as a podcast. You decide. Delicious. Not Blarney Miller, but you're close, Malt Liquor Man. Oh, you're so close. Think of current events. Come on now. Hey, we got another possum in there. All righty. There you go, Malty. It was the theme to Fish. Hey, Mr. Fish. The short-lived crappy sitcom spinoff of Barney Miller. But, nah. I know, I was disappointed it took Fish off of Barney Miller, but then they did get that promoted Dietrich to the regular. Dietrich was funny. They should have kept Fish, though. Can't have everything, I reckon. Laramie! There you go. Okay, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, you're listening to the Garage Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, Possum Hour, the original. Not to be confused with any other podcast, except maybe this one. I don't know. Maybe there's another one, somebody else doing this stupid shit. What do I know? I don't get out much. I don't really care what other people are doing. I'm doing this. Levitt was the little guy who wore the uniform on Barney Miller. What's his name? Ron Carey as Levitt. Very funny man. He was good in that's the Mel Brooks one. High Anxiety. I got it. I ain't got it. Classic. That's humor. All right. Well, during the week on the Grenache Network, you get the clobber time there. And that's hosted by your Ben Grimm, and they talk about comics, science fiction, geek stuff. And every seventh Tuesday, Trekkie Kim will be on. And then Friday, it's Friday Night Possum. Woo-hoo! And then Saturdays, it's Saturday Night Schnookies. So tune in for that. That's a brand new show. It's on at 13 o'clock. And it's all in, Never mind. It's time to bring on the council.
Kumquats!
That's right! The one and only minister, sinister minister of finance and parking, Professor R.J. Gumby, and Mr. Malt Liquor Man. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the council of experts. Yeah.
Thank you.
Vinny was a little late on that organ cue, but that's okie doke.
Hello, Commodore. Hello, Waltman.
Kumquats.
Kumquats, indeed.
Take it easy now.
Chuckle, honey. Just sit down.
All right.
Okay, so tonight, you know, putzing around before the show there or whatever, sat in front of the tube, and, like, I don't know what it is about Friday night when prime time comes on. They put their crappiest shows right out front. I don't know why that is. So I was flipping around and stopped on the McLaughlin Report. So I used to watch that quite a bit.
Man, that fucking McLaughlin guy, he looks like he's dead.
That's what I was going to say. Man, he looks like a Skeletor or something.
Yeah, he lost a bunch of weight or something.
And had most of it in his face. And it's
creepy.
I think he's losing it. He ended the show. He says, predictions, Iowa caucus. And he goes around and asks everybody, you know, Clinton and Trump, Sanders and Cruz and Clinton. You know, and then he says, he pauses and says, for the Democrats, it'll be Sanders and Clinton. For the Republicans, it'll be Trump and Cruz. Bye-bye now. And I'm thinking, dude, only one guy wins. You know, you can't name... I don't know whether he's hedging his bets or what, man. I think he's senile.
Maybe he's guessing one and two.
Man, he might have been going one and two, but that wasn't the question. Who's going to win, you know? I mean, obviously, it's going to be Clinton or Sanders. They're the only... Well, if you put your money on that other guy... Yeah, Mr. Muckle, whatever his name is. Yeah, that's a bad bet, but... Anyway.
How about Vermin Supreme?
Vermin Supreme, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wrong! Yes, that program was popularized, 30 years ago on a Saturday Night Live sketch. A long time ago. And the guy's still doing it, man. And Eleanor Clift is still on there.
That's the lady. I was trying to think of her name.
Yeah, she's like a bowl of pudding with a head attached now. yeah, she no longer has an actual body. And who's that? Pat Buchanan pretty much looks the same. I don't know. He's held up well.
Yeah, he ain't changed. It's like
I got to hand it to him, man. I don't know what he's taking Irish vitamins there or something. But that big Mick is still looking the same. Of course, he looked old when he was young.
He's got a
portrait. He's a baby.
He's getting old.
Well, he was in fucking Nixon White House, man. He was one of Nixon's speechwriters.
Well,
he's a
blood drinker. He's one of them.
It's the blood of young boys.
Eating babies and whatnot.
I did a cartoon like that when he was running for president. I was still working in the papers, and instead of kissing babies, he was eating babies. And that didn't go over well with the editorial staff. I had to tone it down a little bit.
A little bit.
Good times. Good times. Anyway, that's what I looked at today. Oh, and we got something new to blow up.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I think
the 80s?
Yeah, I'd say the 80s. We're going the 80s again. Where I got this one? I was up late flipping. I wasn't flipping channels. I was watching, I think it was George and Gracie, you know, and they had one of them, you know, hits of the 80s things.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? And this was one of the songs. I'm like, oh, yeah. Got to do that, man. That's easy. So, who is this guy? You won't recognize the guy. It's John Waite. Anybody got anything on John Waite?
John Waite.
But you'll know the song, I guarantee it. One of them MTV.
I got nothing.
MTV standbys. Well, enjoy then, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I have one simple request. and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
Now I'm gonna find out where the fucking noise comes from! Holy shit! Shit! Ah, shit! 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 What's all the damn noise? Sound like you fucking take a shit!
Every time I think of you.
No!
I always catch my breath.
Hello!
The dope that you were gonna fucking sell to me? White cocksucker! These two white cocksuckers! Who the fuck did? Who, you ignorant fucking chink? Who stole the fucking dope? Cocksucker!
And furthermore, you can all go fuck yourselves.
Well, I saw my baby walking up with another man today. Yeah, I saw my baby walking up with another man today. No, when I ask you what's the matter, so is the one I heard to say. See you later, alligator. When off to wild a crocodile. So can't you see you in my way now? So can't you see you're in my side? When I ponder what you told me, it nearly made me lose my head. When I ponder what you told me, it nearly made me lose my head. But the next moment I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator.
When off
the wild crocodile. So can't you see you in my way now? So can't you see you hurt my side?
We're gonna take the world by storm.
Take the world by storm. I like it.
Well, first,
we're going to call
it.
Let's
do the roll call.
Stupid. That's stupid, Decca. That's just stupid, Decca.
I like it. That's why I like
it. You're stupid, too.
Moron. All right. There are a better-looking group of humans you will not find assembled on the internets. First off, beautiful Brenda Joe.
Brenda Joe.
The friend
who can light
BJ.
The world up with her smile. It's Brenda Joe. And then right behind her is Daddy G himself from... he has a program here on this station, A Night with Daddy G. And sometimes it feels like two nights, but it's on at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And it comes to you live from the grotto.
Tomorrow night.
He's still got to get that fucking water filter for that grotto.
Yeah. Good.
Well, be careful, because I think he's using that Flint water in the pool.
you might
want to shower afterward. All right, now there's Dr. Cake. It would not
Dr.
be a show
Cake.
Without Dr. Cake. Right there, huh?
Now, I want to know. Now, is this... Now, is Dr. Cake... Is Dr. Cake... What is she? Yellow cake? White cake?
No, she's a... what do you call MD? Like a...
Uh-huh.
A what?
Oh, man. I just invented a new drink.
All right.
I poured a natty into what was left of my coffee and Kahlua. It's not bad.
All right, there you go.
Could be a little colder.
You know you're drunk when that shit tastes good.
No, actually, it's not. They do make a coffee-flavored, beer there.
Yeah, you know what?
That was the premise of the Drew Carey show there.
I remember his show. Actually, he's a pretty funny guy.
I like him. And, you know, he's a hound dog.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's not bad. There's Dr. Gloom, if you're after a second opinion.
Dr. Gloom.
Yeah. I said to my doctor, I'd like a second opinion. He said, you're ugly.
Right,
getting four USA.
Four USA.
Da, 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 da. Hang on, Ted. Be right with you.
He's not a loser, but he loves Donald Trump.
He's a Trump.
Who loves
lover?
Trump? Who likes Trump?
He loves America and he loves Trump. All right. And then they tell you, I've been drinking. Sorry.
Mr. Trump was actually going to be on the show tonight, but he wanted $5 million, and I was a little short. So,
I told him, I said, I'm only going to give you four. That's
couldn't afford it. All right. There she is, first in love, first in peace, but second in the Possum Lounge tonight.
Third.
It's our number one possum, Maggie C.
Welcome
to the show. Numero uno.
Yes.
Hey, Malt Liquor Man, there's his name.
Malt
I read it. Yeah. You can't mistake
Malt
him. There's Murph.
There's
Murph. Murph the Surf.
Beer.
Yeah. And we'll put that aside. We'll just, oh, boy.
The Murph Man.
Is he the Puff
what
Man?
When you drink your beer out of coffee cups. You know, you pour it in the wrong cup and then...
You need to do a... You gotta steal yourself a couple of pint glasses from Applebee's or something.
I like the coffee cup, man. It's nice and, you know.
Oh, is that cup with the dude from that TV show?
Alright. I don't know. I don't know, but it's easier to keep your pinky out when you drink out of it. Alright, there's Murph. Did we mention Murph? And there's other people's eyes, our old pal Oak.
Oh.
You got a kid that's up and walking and touching stuff now. He's in a world of trouble.
I reckon. Reckon.
Once
damn near killed him.
Touching stuff, it's over.
All right. Hi, Bob. It's Porcupine Bob, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
And Man, the penultimate member of the lounge.
Yeah, that's the one, Gumby.
Our old pal, Professor R. J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
As your super host, Commodore Decker.
I don't have one with Terry Tom.
As the Beaver.
Didn't you have a shot glass or something with Terry Thomas on it?
No, that's the wine glass with Dr. Bombay, is what you're thinking.
That's it.
Dr. Bombay.
Major Crittenden. He's Dr. He's Major Crittenden to me.
I got the.
That's right.
I got the guy for the copy guy from Saturday Night Live on a coffee cup.
Oh, now that is. I probably would have thrown that away when I moved.
That was a gift from one of the kids, Christmas present, man, from one of the boys.
Yeah, like 20 years ago, back when that guy was. Who was that?
Ron Schneider.
Yeah, Rob Schneider. I mean, if it's a gift, then all right, I understand keeping it.
They were little kids. They were little kids, man. You don't chuck something like that, a gift from your sons.
Wait till you have a drunken fight, and you go smash it right in front of them.
All I ever got from you, you little bastard!
You're in a
fucking coffee cup. You never loved me.
Yeah, or you're playing the Simpsons game on the computer.
nothing will ever top the time we played Monopoly for, like, we got Monopoly for Christmas, played it for, like, 3 weeks straight, and almost ended up killing each other. It was great.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it finally devolved one night into a Donnie.
Well, you gotta play. You gotta switch up the family game night. You know, sometimes you gotta play Sorry.
We discovered the rules, and once we started playing by the absolute rules of the game, it became very interesting and competitive. If you play by house rules, it usually goes on forever and never ends, and it's kind of boring after a while. But if you play by the rules on the box top, man.
Yeah, because they don't have, like, the pot place where you put the money, right?
We didn't do that. And limiting the houses. Once you realize that the houses are the key, you buy up all the houses. Fuck hotels. Houses are the key to winning Monopoly. Take it from me, the art of
Daddy Warbucks.
That's right.
You got a whole swap.
Me and Donald Trump.
All the way down to Pennsylvania.
All about it. And it'll cost you another $5 million to get the answer on how to win at Clue, because I'm not going to give that one away for free.
You were the top hat Monopoly, weren't you? I know you. You demand it.
Now, this is weird, man. My mom used to have it. She had a way to win at Clue, and none of us could figure it out. I mean, it was uncanny. It was. I'm not exaggerating. It's easy to exaggerate. But honest to God, she would win that fucking game in five turns. A maximum of five turns. She would know who the fuck it was. We could never figure that out, man. Then she had a stroke, and I asked her after the stroke, I said, Mom, I can't remember now. You know, she didn't have that data anymore. Like, we should have
that
down somewhere.
Used to do in Clue, and she's like, Clue Gallagher?
Yeah, she had nothing on it. So. Okay, I'm gonna go fetch Ted and leave you with this quickie. All right? I'll be right back.
Lay it on.
Time for a quickie. Go, team!
I'm
so much, really. Oh, thank you.
You got it, man. Dueling tubas. Gold star for Murph in the chat room.
There should be more tubas in music, especially
you
nowadays.
You got that right. Yeah. World needs more tubas.
I think so.
Make America oompa again. That's what I say.
Dan Skeffy.
Somebody needs to come up with a custom hat thing you can order online, you know, and you, whatever you want to insert there, you know. Make America great again. You could substitute great or America, you know. I don't know. It's a dumb idea. Forget I ever brought it up.
You know the stuff.
I didn't forget I brought it up. Some kazoo with the tuba would be good. Oh, so man, I invented this like high fashion, highfalutin, high style and interior design this week.
You did?
Yeah, well, as you know, poor Ted at the bum paws. And I mean, he'll be walking down the hall and he's, yipe. There's a little poor widow paws, a hard floor. So I went out and I bought 5 bath mats, spaced them down the hall. Not only is it functional, bath mats, they got a rubber bottom, they ain't gonna slip, right? Gonna stay there. It looks cool. Form and function. Form following function, which is how we like to do it.
You're a fucking genius, man. I like that.
I am. It's lonely, but
well,
it's fun.
Don't blame me if I pee in your hallway by mistake.
Well, it'll be absorbed right up, man. Because them bath mats are.
You got a tuba
absorbed.
In the hallway. I'll pee right out.
But it looks very cool, man. It's cost me under $30, you know.
And you're going to be tripping over them when you have your walker.
Well, by that time, I don't know. Ted'll outlive. He'll outlive me just to spite me. Won't you, Ted? You're a sweetie. He's a good kid. He doesn't.
He doesn't mean any harm. What is he gonna do?
Oh, he's getting in line. He's done plenty of that
over
the years.
Your caucus.
Now, hey.
That's what cats do to old people.
Yeah, cats will do that. Depending
cats
on the dog.
You ever have a cat and you go to take, you pick up your dinner plate and you go to walk and there's a cat right under your foot and you got your dinner plate, they're trying to make you drop the fucking dinner plate.
Trying to kill you.
Yeah. And they try to kill you too. They just want to steal from you.
And eat you. They want to eat you alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, not alive, but once your hip's broken and nobody knows you're there, you ain't got no friends.
We've been joined by the herd mentality, which is a good thing, because we were coming apart.
Indeed we were.
My God, we're coming apart. And now, we're joined. So, join hands. And I think we should all join hands.
How about Chet? Does Chet have an animal?
No. Except not unless you count the wife, the old lady. No, she's actually got a nice little chassis on her, man.
Oh, yeah?
Butterface, but, you know, doing all right.
Who cares?
For a guy with no income or ambition to do anything but borrow stuff off of people.
He probably borrowed somebody's wife.
I got something for her in the mail this week. That's why I know that's his wife now. I thought it was just his old lady.
Yeah.
You know, but it's his wife because his name is spelled FUNK. He wasn't lying, man.
Funk. I think that.
Right. It's pronounced funky.
shit, but why not? He must know.
Oh, boy.
That's
all right, let's all join hands and take the pledge.
Men,
yes.
You are about to embark on a great crusade to stamp out runaway decency in the West. Now you will only be risking your lives, whilst I will be risking an almost certain Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Now raise your right hand for the pledge. Right! Now repeat after me. I. Your name?
Your name.
Schmucks. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To Hedley Lamarr.
To Hedley Lamarr.
At Hedley.
Hedley.
And to the evil.
And to the evil.
For which he stands. Now go to that voodoo that you do.
Yeah, but
oh, well.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
Three, two, one, zero.
Cyborg Boogie.
Yeah.
Don't you remember Buddy Bizarre from Blazing Saddles? Buddy Bizarre. Yeah, Dom DeLuise. He was the guy.
Hey, it, Buddy. Come on, girls.
And then all hell broke loose. I'll never forget that. That was the moment when I was, I was like a 12-year-old kid watching that. I went, That was the moment I was like, this is the greatest movie I've ever fucking seen in my life. Fucking cowboys hitting gay guys in tuxedos. Hitler at the lunch counter, you know.
I work for Mal Brooks.
Slim Pickens. Oh, man. Who's the football player in that? Alex Karras. Mongo, yeah. Only yeah. Pawn in Game of Life. Yeah. I thought it was Buddy, and then I looked it up. It's Buddy Bizarre. It's,
oh, well, that's no, like Mongo for president.
Mongo. I'm voting for Lepetime all the way. Which I didn't know until probably 30 years afterward was a fart joke. You know?
I didn't know that.
That's the, there was a French guy, Lepetime, who performed on stage, and he had the ability to suck air into his anus and release it whenever he wanted to, and he would do musical numbers.
We played it on Fox an hour a couple times way back in the day.
He's on a
recording. Yeah, there's a recording of it. Hell yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we played it.
I'll tell you, this drinking's catching up with me. Short-term memory loss, man. I was just reading about that, man. All the bad shit it's doing for me. It's supposed to be bad for my skin, but I have it from two credible sources that I have great skin, so.
That's right. You know. The old ladies are telling you that.
Yeah. Indeed. So buttons, that's what I say. Donald Trump. Man, I'm so sick of him, man. Really am. But, you know, but he's like the buffer, because if you take him away, holy shit, then it gets scary.
You're boring itself.
You know?
Did you read about Palin's daughter?
Oh, jeez.
Talking about Tina Fey, how she doesn't sound anything like her mother. I thought, when Tina went on, I thought it actually was Palin at first.
Yeah, it's hard to tell sometimes. Especially when they dress her the same. It's crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah, if she thinks that's a bad imitation of Sarah Palin. Well, although, I don't think her judgment is necessarily worthy.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
I hope someday Tina Fey makes fun of your parent.
Yeah, fucking you. Yeah, going, yeah, I know. I had a stroke, and I don't remember the how to win Clue anymore. That just sounds just like Mom. You know what? Shoot, I almost forgot, man.
What?
It's that time again, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Just when you think it's safe. Just when you think it's safe. All right. Well, okay, we'll do this one. This was up a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't feeling it that night, you know? It was very much a feel. Well, I don't know. Fuck him. He never comes anymore. I'm not going to play to him. Want me to play to your audience? You come here and be my audience, and I'll play.
That's right. That's
you don't
right.
show up? Shit out of luck, bub.
I kid because I love babe.
No, we were talking about Trump. We were talking about Mel Brooks. Put two and two together. How about that for 3 minutes?
Interesting.
It's like when you go into the Bastard Robbers and you get one scoop of chocolate and then one scoop of banana and you eat them together.
That's horrible.
It's nothing like that.
Is it that big?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. If you haven't peed, now might be a good time. Because it's 3 minutes and change. You'll never get back!
Wayne and I. In the alleys of Paris, they was eating rap. But it was filet mignon for the aristocrat. There was dukes and counts and barons and earls. I gave them the titles, but I kept the girl. Blonde, redhead, wild brunette. Ladies in waiting, I didn't wait to get. There was trouble for breakfast, toss for brunch. The line of the Follies was here for lunch.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
Brooks has definitely had some call nadirs in his career, that being one of them.
The biggest
not
one
a bad
is
movie.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Oh.
Well, we played the other one he did. He did a disco version of Hitler.
Okay.
For To Be or Not to Be. It's good to be the or something. So now we're being a completist. We can put the disco Mel Brooks records to bed, finally, once and for all.
Burn
and everyone breathes
record.
A sigh of relief.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Okay, now, I am an artiste. I make my living with my art, okay? And I don't begrudge other artists their livings. Every once in a while, you see one and you go, are you fucking serious? Come on, man. You know? I'm going to put the link in there. Guy got $1 million for a photograph of a potato. Okay? $1 million! Come on, man! I could see... I don't know, 50s. Oh, it's a digital camera. Digital picture of a fucking potato. Didn't even wash the potato first. I guess that's the art of it. The je ne sais quoi.
I can't see it. My screen froze again. Just like last time I tried to click away.
Well, it kind of looks like Trump without the hair. Not really. It's a potato.
This looks like a dirty old potato.
It's a dirty old fucking potato. It's stupid. Come on, man. Where's my $1 million for something stupid, man? I've been waiting. I just don't have the fucking balls to, you know, fucking do something like that, man. Uh-oh, what happened to Ted? Any minute now, I'll get the bark from out in the kitchen. All right. Well, we got the world of medicine coming up here. Some weird shit, man. Where's our medicine music?
You got medicine music?
Yeah, science music. Oh. Here it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, science. The world of science. have you seen this? The Zika virus? The Zika virus?
Is that the little
bug? It's in the United States, man.
Sure.
And this is a really fucked up thing, man. It's spread through mosquito bites. And there's Ted. I heard on the radio these mosquitoes actually bite during the day, too, these Zika virus-carrying gremlins. They have them in South America, and there's been a bunch of cases in Washington, D.C. There you go, Teddy. And of course he needs water. But anyway, all those were brought in from overseas, but there's no reason why these stupid mosquitoes won't emigrate to the United States. And the thing about it is, it doesn't really make you that sick or anything, but if you're pregnant, you have pinhead babies.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
No, you don't want pinhead babies, dude. Then, like, you know, when they put the peanut butter sandwich in the VCR, they don't learn.
Oh, okay.
Why do I sound like I'm on a loudspeaker all of a sudden? Anyway, microcephalitis.
How could these skaters be in Washington, D.C. in the wintertime?
No, these people were shipped in from out. They brought the disease in to D.C.,
and these are all your beloved migrants fucking flooding the southern border, bringing this shit in.
Fucking immigrants, man. I hate them all.
Immigrants, I don't hate them all. I hate all the ones that come here fucking disease.
Damn immigrants. God, I hate them.
I always see...
Come on in, buddy.
Illegal immigrants, I got a fucking problem with. Okay? Legal immigrants, I ain't got a fucking problem with.
Yep. Won't be those.
It's just a fucking illegal immigrant, illegal, coming here, fucking disease.
I think, you know what? I think we ought to leave it up to Daddy G to decide. Right?
Oh, don't give me that fucking Indian bullshit.
He was here first.
He was here first.
And you might ask how, and he might say how back.
Just as
much
as he was. Don't give me that bullshit. It was all fucking utopia.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Right.
That's
on,
a bunch
Bolton.
Of horse shit, too. What do you freaking right like all that? You don't fucking accuse me of being something I'm fucking not. I don't fucking do it. I don't send any fucking illegals in my country.
Right on.
You fucking understand me, baby?
All right, boy.
You gonna stick your fucking head in your ass while I'm together. Well, I will take a giant shit on you. Do you understand me, private?
See, we need Wendy.
Shit, I flipped back into my military days.
Ain't that the truth?
So good.
Uh-huh.
Don't mince words, Bones. What do you really think?
Swing. Take a swing.
Come on, Quartz.
Kick me in the gym.
All right. That's right.
Meanwhile, back to the world of science.
Oh, this is
fucking way cool. This is fucking way cool, man. They've discovered certain mealworms could be our salvation. How about that?
Dude, what are we supposed to eat them?
No, they've discovered
that... Zeke disease?
They've discovered that these mealworms have an appetite for styrofoam. A styrofoam is one of those packaging things that we have a problem with because it doesn't really, you know, go anywhere. When it decays, it turns into yuck. And the thing is, the great thing about this is they studied this. These mealworms, their poop from the styrofoam is good. It's good poop. It's good fertilizer. So it's like fucking awesome, you know,
way
to reduce plastic waste. And, you know, this is a great discovery.
Mother Nature takes care of its own.
Yeah.
Now, you know, now we've got to give a push.
After we get from that, it will eat Donald Trump.
But
illegal immigrants.
No, they won't. The worms will not eat stale potato chips, though. They shy away from those.
I'll eat them.
But they like the. Okay, this is weird. I'll put the link for this one in there. And so far, I haven't blown up Knockwood, blown up my machine. This was kind of weird stuff. Whoops. The Barbie doll was actually based on a dirty cartoon, a dirty German cartoon, like a Playboy, you know, the old.
Is there any other
risque?
That's what they do over there in Germany.
Very risque cartoons, you know, with this glamour girl, and she's actually a call girl in the thing. I mean, they didn't mince words about it. Lily. They stole her design and ended up paying for it, buying the design and whatnot, and phased the hooker aspect of it out and made her a ingenue or whatever the fuck Barbie is.
Not me.
But,
not me, because all Evel Knievel ever had to do was make one phone call. He was in the
line. But it's pretty interesting. I mean, you look at the thing, they ripped it off, you know, pound for pound, piece by piece.
The Germans are always fun people.
They are. They're hilarious.
God. They're smutty. They like the smut.
Oh, man, I'll put it on the Possum Undercover, man. I almost did it one night, and then I thought, you know, if I post this at this hour of the night, they're going to know I'm insane. But it was Jerry Lewis on this German comedy show.
Yeah.
It was worth watching. I'm telling you what.
Oh, you should have. Yeah, that's the thing. You did post it like 4 in the morning.
That was some weird fucking shit, man.
That's great. How long
did
it go?
It was like a German ripoff of Laugh-In. Like 69, 70. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it till the end because they had a joke wall. And Joey Heatherton was in it, and she was trying to say shit in German, and she was doing it phonetically and fucking up, so she was kind of the Goldie Hawn, I guess. And, but it was a funny, weird thing.
Oh, she is high.
She liked to sell them mattresses, man.
Uh-huh. Perfect sleeper.
Sort of perfect.
Her husband was the one that flashed the little girl.
What?
Yeah, her husband was a football player, a pro football player. He got arrested for flashing little 3-year-old girls or something.
Flashing little girls?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
I did not know it. That's wild stuff.
I could see, like, flashing like an adult.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah, little 3-year-old, 5-year-old.
Now, that's a sickness.
used to fucking sing.
Uh-huh. I forget what team you play on.
It wasn't Dick Butkus, I hope.
Wasn't my team, I'll tell you that much.
It was probably one of them fucking illegal immigrants.
I bet you played for the Raiders.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
Absolutely. Where's the oh yeah guy when you need him?
Timmy!
Yeah, where's the oh yeah guy? I don't know.
Listen in action.
Here he is. Is this him?
He said, Kapuya! Kapuya!
That ain't him!
Close enough.
Close enough. All right. Let's see what we got here.
Mealworms,
man. Who'd have thought? They're going to eat all the styrofoam, man. To me, that's good news. I like good news.
Wolfie's right, man. Mother Nature takes care of itself.
Not every time.
Don't worry about anything. Nothing matters.
Mrs. Trump did eat her young. You know. That should have happened.
Take care of the little shit. The big shit gonna take care of itself.
No, I wasn't kidding around Monday when I said the porn industry was feeling the burn and voting for Bernie. But today I just read where our pal, what's his name? Ron Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
He's staunchly a Hillary guy. He says, the hell with that guy, Sanders. So, there you go. There's one for the Hillarys.
All right. So far, the only one I heard for Hillary. And she's going to be in the office.
Let me see. Yeah, really. I mean, you think about people that have actually come out and go, man, I'm really in favor of Hillary. Ron Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
And, the lady that runs the Democratic Party, that, what's her head?
She has a happy ass.
You mean Oodles and Noodles head?
Yeah, I think they're getting it on. I don't know. But anyway, who else is a douchebag enough to like him? Well, Bill might vote for him. Might.
Nah.
You know.
But she's going to be in office. She's our next president.
I flipped past the NBC News tonight. They had an in-depth interview with Hillary Clinton. Like, man, can you just like, cover her more?
And you know,
wait a minute, don't you take her on
and then you
Trump
watch
on. That'd be fair.
And,
you know,
then you watch the interview and
they
ask you questions like, who's your role model? Who did you look up to when you was growing up?
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Yeah. Do you really have if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? That's a very difficult question, and I'm glad you asked that. You know, she still wouldn't answer that question directly. Yeah. She'd still skate around that.
No,
what I want to say
about
all kinds of trees.
If you ask her, like, she's like, I like to consider myself a deciduous conifer, if you would.
She doesn't think we're smart enough to realize that she's not giving us a direct answer. It's so weird. It makes
me. Her favorite takeout
not
food
like
is Chinese. She likes Chinese soul food wrapped in tortillas.
You're right.
She'll say whatever it takes.
The art of spin doctors. They can't do it anymore. They don't know how to do it.
No, she wouldn't know how to answer a question directly if she, had to. It's fucked up. But Donald Trump, on the other hand, he'll answer anything directly. It might be, might really be his opinion, or he might just be saying it. You never know. That's what's so great about him.
Yeah.
I think
he
says shit just to say it. He's having a ball.
He can't be serious.
He's so drunk with power right now. You know?
Boothead.
Oh.
We gotta get him in there.
Speaking of drunk with power. How about some Friday Frank, man?
Friday Frank.
Wrap your mind around this SOB, he warns ahead of time. It's a goodie. I have to thank the professor for this one. Friday Harmonica Frank, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Friday, Harmonica Frank. Right here!
The other night, just me and my gal without a light. Man, the moon is so pretty and the air so free, and I couldn't help but that coop being so big. Wanted to love, yeah, man, I had the neck a little too. Walking ahead, we heard a snap, and there she lay in a big steel trap. She yelled aloud, and she said, I'm through, and she started to twist and screw and scrambling about. Fell on the hill, and she started to roll. She couldn't stop to save her soul. Her eyes was bloodshot, and her nose was red. She had a knot on her head. Mean as a big knot, too. It wasn't no little pimple. Same song, the second verse, the third spasm, rave on. She was pretty. Boy, we started on, we came to a bog to get across. Now we had to walk a log. Halfway over and 1 foot slipping down in the mud, clean up her hips, she fell. I got her out and I dried her off. She started to sneeze and cough, catching cold, felt miserable. She looked at me like a cat would with mice. Her teeth would rattle like paradise. So in 7 and 11. Started on my dog that treed in a hollow log, and down she squatted like a big bullfrog. The polecat sprayed her with a mess of fog. Boy, boy, what odor. Had to put her in a barrel, bury her clothes, take her home that way too. Sure, whoop it on up. Wine goes in, the truth comes out. Two more shots to tell it all. May not believe what I say now, but the sound of folks that has bleeded while under the influence of swamp root. Cotton hose and brogue and shoes. She had powder on her nose, lipstick rouge. Dress was made with flower sacks. The name of the flower was stamped on her back in all kinds of brands. Cheap stuff and holy too. Boy, we started home at the house. Boy, what happened to that old gal was hard to tell. Stockings down, the shoes on lace. She said, I come from hunting race.
That was a beauty, man.
Hey, Ethan.
That was a beauty.
Oh, yeah!
There you go.
There he is.
There he is. Yeah, that's our man.
Hey.
All right, old Boogie Woogie. Yeah, we got the polka coming up.
Good.
It's a polka. It's a polka. Could it be? It might be a polka. Might not be a polka.
Yeah.
We're calling it a polka.
That's why people like Friday.
Well, it might be. It might be Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh.
But then again, it might not be. Oh, you want to blow something up, Herd? You blow something up. Where's your Messiah right now? I got so much stuff to blow up. How about... this one.
Who's in that can?
Yes, garbage. Oh.
But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Just he's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine.
Out! And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it.
Oh, hey, give me the bed.
I love the way Chet's laughing at him.
It's one of the greatest pieces of film, man. Chips reading the funnies and laughing at him.
Hey, you read about how much of a nerd he is, man? That Springfield cat? He's like a whole house full of Star Trek stuff.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
He's like he's a big fan of Beth Ann Sand.
Yeah. Well, who is it?
Oh, come on. Fuck out. But, yeah, that, that's one of our better efforts there, I think, the Jesse's Girl. The eep, beep, 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 beep was the... When I put that together, I went, man, you do have a purpose here, man. There's a reason for all this. Not just growing old ungracefully.
Well, I think Springfield helped you out there.
Oh, cake blown up Babs, yeah. We used to, that's all we used to do. We used to exclusively just blow up Babs for a while.
It was like a year and a half of Babs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we, man, we pretty much... We pretty much exhausted the Barbara Streisand songbook there, I think.
Blew that yet to the pieces.
Yeah, my favorite. Just gotta let some things go.
Yeah, yeah. The one with Papa,
I mean,
can
sure
you hear me?
Time,
I love that one.
We will touch upon it, but sometimes you just gotta.
Papa? Papa?
Papa, can you hear me?
All right. A quickie!
A million miles from nowhere, Dragonlance burns hot by the fire of a horse's ghost. A minnow would be lost. Cha-cha-cha changes. Kits. A fish with tits, titty fish.
Oh, man, that brought a tear to my eye, man, and chunks to my throat.
Titty fish.
Ah, titty fish.
Titty fish.
There's this one guy on the cover of the Sgt. Pepper album. Like, okay, so this is 1967, so I'm like 6 or 7 years old. And me and my older sister are making up names for all the people. Like, we were pointing out the people we recognized, you know. And Laurel and Hardy, and there's Marilyn Monroe. And then we were like, started making up names, right? She said this one guy's name was Fish Farts. And I thought that was one of the... That was her best line ever in her entire life. It still makes me laugh when I see it on the album cover.
You tell
her
she should
fish
name
farts.
An album Fish Farts.
Fish Farts, man. Because this guy's got
fish.
A... Well, this guy's...
Fish,
well, yeah, and the fart
word.
Thing, because he's making a face
well,
like he
what,
smells
tell you
something
what,
funny.
Post it and then circle the guy who's Fish Farts.
Okay.
Pull the red circle
around. I'll show you who Fish Farts is. And we'll reveal the...
And then tell... Don't forget to tell
Oh, I know. I tell you exactly where he fucking is, man. He's right down the front.
And then tell your sister and say, remember him?
Don't tell her. You know what? She may not... Chances are she might not remember that. I don't know.
Yeah, she'd be like, I moved on from that like 40 years ago.
Yeah, but Fish Farts. How do you forget something like Fish Farts?
I got my first real job. I forgot about
that's A material, man. Still funny. Still funny. After all these years.
Especially if the word before it starts with the same letter. Fish box. Come on.
It's comedy gold.
It's like, what is it? Because you guys probably then discuss, like, I wonder if fish really do fly. You know?
They do.
Well, they must.
has yeah. gas or something.
No, I've kept fish. They do fart. They don't stink, though. They stink, but the farts...
Well, if you stick your head under the water, they do.
All right. So what do you say we polka?
Polka.
Yeah!
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Hefty Wanderers.
What's the matter with the songs he's singing?
Can't you tell that they're pretty lame?
I've been listening to a couple albums,
well, they all start to sound the same.
So we tried to change his music style. He popped all his ballads in the circular file. But then he found the pump sound breaking ground all around until Billy Joel to me. What's the matter with the tune he's writing?
Well, you know it's gonna be a smash.
It's so nice when you're a big name artist.
Doesn't matter if it sounds like trash.
Now everybody thinks a new wave is super. And that's when they want that or even Alice Cooper. It's a big hit, isn't it? Even if it's a piece of junk, it's still Billy Joel to me. Whoa! He should dye his hair bright pink and stick a safety pin through his cheek. Then it really fits the new wave image, but he couldn't get down for weeks. But don't you know about the record business, honey? You gotta be friendly if you wanna make some money.
And everybody's saying that it sure sounds funny, but it's still Billy Joel to me. Well, I bet it's gonna be the rage.
Buy a ticket to his next big concert.
Well, I wonder what'll do on stage.
It might be disco and it might be the blues. Or maybe even something like the B-52s.
Just a hand clap, finger snap. Even if his mind was fast, still Billy Joel to me.
Everybody's saying that it sure sounds funny, but it's still Billy Joel to me.
And that was the polka portion of our
there
show.
There you go.
Thank you, Lennon Sisters. I like it. What do we want here?
Good stuff.
What is this? Yeah, that's a good end of the show. Kind of wistful. You know you're going to miss us.
Where are you? Oh, violent.
Shit.
Going on there.
Like three whole fucking days until you hear our dulcet tones once again. It's okay.
That's right.
Man, you know, we're going to have weather in the 50s this weekend, Daddy-O.
Woo-woo-woo!
Going to be sweet.
Yeah, we've been getting that down here. It dropped a couple of nights for like 28 degrees, but it's been like, and then back up in the 50s and 40s.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. Beautiful
I took
day.
Advantage of it. It got freezing. I took advantage of it and cleaned up the dog poop that day. I figured, you know, poopsicles are much easier to pick up than the fresh stuff, you know.
Always think.
I don't know why I brought that up.
I don't know. You just give, throw Cheddar pack of smoke, say, clean up the dog poop in the backyard.
He'll do it.
He probably would.
Pull a truck. You could be the mogul sitting on your back porch drinking mint juleps in 50 degree weather.
I want as little as possible to do with this man, okay?
Who get his woman to go out there and pick up the phone shit?
We can call you a Master Decker.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. You're hiding me over here. All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. It wasn't a bad show. I had fun.
I'm sorry about my outburst.
That was good.
Oh, I took my headphones off and took a shit while you were doing that.
I know you did.
It's no big deal.
I made a sandwich, and we all kind of walked
Natties.
Away. I blame the malt liquor. I guess
all
I should probably
right,
formulate
no
an apology. Contact the lawyer and have him give me a call. We'll formulate an apology, and I can get it right out there on Facebook.
No, it's already covered in our mission statement.
Yeah, send all your emails to Decker.
Yeah. No, we sent him the toilet guy. That's what he got in exchange for taking over his Facebook page. He has to handle all our complaints.
That's him and Dora Italy.
Yeah.
That page is gone.
Beautiful things. Beautiful things. All right. We're going to yakety eef on the way out.
All right.
Netties. I better warm up the transporter, though. Hecky darn. Green Machine rocks, dude.
Yeah.
I love that shit, man. Green Machine, Green Machine, Green Machine, Green Machine.
Remember that? That was like the fancy Big Wheel, the Green Machine.
I was too old for Big Wheels. Damn you, Hasbro. No, it was Blitz.
Green
Energize, Natties. How could you make the Benny Hill theme funnier? You know, they found a way.
At a jaw hop.
love it.
Yakety facts.
Yakety eef. Eefity yak.
Well,
all right, we have us.
When he learned that, he was king shit.
We have us a caller on the line here.
Oh, we do.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
You're on the Possum After Show. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Guys, I don't know if you knew who I was last week. It's the Herd guy.
Ah, the Herd mentality.
Ah, Herd man.
You're egging me over here.
Okay.
I, Can you guys solve a technical difficulty I got?
What technical difficulty?
Yeah. Audio on Blog Talk. I'm having problems with echoes, and I think it's cockpit error, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I had a little echo tonight, but I thought that was my own equipment. And I don't usually hear it. When I listen back, I don't hear the glitches as much as I do when I'm doing the show.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Sometimes
they
that's right. You know, a lot of times I just when shit goes wrong, I just ignore it because it's like people aren't going to know.
There ain't much you can do about it right then because we ain't.
Yeah, it's like, you know, used to bug me.
Yeah,
and
we can yell at them and shit.
Yeah.
Nobody, keep refreshing.
Nobody's listening anyway. So.
I'm not paying for this, Mike, okay? I'm not paying for this. Who's the moron set this fucking blog talk up?
People have different
I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying.
I
want to fire.
Different people have different technical issues.
Yeah, they do,
I think. Mostly blog talk. Mostly blog talk.
Yeah, I agree. I just wouldn't.
But if you do, if you listen or call in on Skype, but Skype will, has a habit of fucking up too and making a lot of slapback.
Okay.
But it's weird because, like Decker says, you listen to the end product later on and you don't hear that. You only hear it on the
right.
call itself.
Sometimes, but usually not. Right. Yeah,
this
anyway.
Is bound to happen. I've used to have problems with Skype all the time.
Gee whiz.
Still do some, you know, sometimes, but not as bad now. But it's free, so what are you going to do? I love it.
It's fun. You know what? I have fun talking to my buddy on that thing, doing the video, you know. Hey, what are you doing? It's like we're the Jetsons or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's
but
free, so it's great. You can
that's the only
chat.
Thing I use it for.
I got buddies.
I've never used it with someday
it.
I'd like to use it with a broad, you know, and get the broad on the other end, and then, you know, hey, how about I look at the,
well,
the things
yeah,
there?
I mean,
and,
I'll tell you, look, me and you, I'll tell you, I can tell you how to get that happening, too. Don't you worry. You can give me a private call sometimes.
Well, no, it has to be the right set of jugs, though, you know, to make it fun.
No,
you
man, really look, the Dagger.
Any jugs.
Dagger, the world is your oyster. I'm just going to open you up to the world. I ain't gonna point you in any particular direction.
Did that already. Been there, done that.
Ooh. If that's what you want, yeah. Me, I don't use it for that personally. I'm disgusted by
that. Oh, you know, I know.
That sickens me just hearing you guys talk about it.
It's creepy shit, man.
Now you know Christian how boy. I feel, damn pervert.
It's creepy shit. Yeah, Gumby's tuning into the TomMcCann.com over there, you know.
Tom McCann. I thought it was DrSchools.org.
That's where you get my loafer.
You have to be at least 47 years old to even come close to getting that joke.
Hello, members of fucking DrSchools.
Dr. Scholl's still around. If you look for shoe inserts, they got Dr. Scholl's.
Well,
I don't know if they still make
remembers,
shoes.
Everybody remembers. I know that your sister, that used to wear that little wooden flip-flops with the blue fucking... it was like a little buckle with a blue, whatever color.
Oh, the Mary Janes.
No. Well, they were like they were just the wooden flip-flops, right?
Flip-flops.
The Dr. Scholl's wooden flip-flops. Come on, everyone's sister had a pair.
Dr. Scholl.
Remember those.
I'm going to find them. You'll recognize them.
Remember the Birkinsoles, where you were supposed to, there's like walking uphill, and I was like, you know, 13. I thought, man, that's got to be great, man. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I think they sued. Everybody sued. Well, everybody sued because of those toe shoes. The toe shoes, they had to give everybody money. Yeah.
And the same thing with them sketches. They had them big sketches that would rock back and forth. And while you rock, you're losing weight. Like, who's that fucking shoe? Buy them fucking shoes.
Stupid
shoes.
I like to
rock it in the Crocs and stuff myself. That's
there you
good.
Go.
Dumb shoes through history would be a good coffee table.
Those shoes were a piece of shit.
Shoe failures. Shoe failures of the 20th century. We'll probably just do the 1960s and have a whole coffee table book, I would guess.
Or there was the Edsels of footwear.
You know your tater photo tonight? I took a picture of a heart-shaped potato a few Valentine's days ago and posted it on Facebook, and I got nothing. I got zero.
Man, maybe you're not using the right variety of spud.
You got to use the Idahos.
Yeah, you got to go with Idaho or nothing, man.
It was a fucking
bug. I had a tomato that looked like Richard Nixon one year.
I remember that.
Yeah.
No, that was actually
Richard hilarious,
Nixon.
Man. Yeah. You had to hold it. You look at it a certain angle, like, that's fucking Nixon, man. How cool is that? Well, shall we kick the tires
up
on this thing? And I know Gumby's like, Cigar.
I got it cut, ready to go.
he's holding the match in his hand.
Rip it.
Tommy! Alrighty. We had a great crowd in the audience there tonight.
Yeah, fun time.
And
Fish
a great
part.
Show put together by the three of us.
Good to get you.
Well, some music tonight was Gumby's contributions. Dave Mason was mine in the polka, but everything else was Gumby-fied. I don't know.
I'm
going
to ask the Dave Mason one now.
That's a goodie.
You need a good rock song for late Friday night.
That's a hell of an original rock and roll number there, boy. Howdy. I'll tell you what.
Great gumbo goo.
All right. And, Professor, thank you again. Mall Liquor Man, impeccable as always. Rants, you know, hey, man.
Love the rant.
Knock yourself out, dude. I ain't touching that shit, man. I'm doing it. No good die. And the herd mentality, correct? We're the herd mentality.
Yeah,
herd man.
Herd
man.
They heard it
too.
You called last time. We thought you were Mr. Science, right?
I knew after the show, immediately after the show, wasn't Mr. Science. But I said, what the hell? Who cares?
Go with it.
You know, it's not like anybody pays any attention to any of this shit. You know?
Sometimes I play that for a paycheck.
All right. I don't know what this is, but I'll play it anyway. Because you got to play something, right? It's not Dave Mason, though. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight,
everybody.
Say goodnight, Malty.
Goodnight, Malty.
Guten Tag, mein Herr, Damen und Herren. With cheese and peanuts and corn. Twice like that. That ain't kosher. All right, do this one. Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Fairy tales can come true.
Yeah.
It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind, if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes,
with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life becomes exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you've arrived just by being alive. Now here is the best part: you have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart. You should survive to 105. Look at all you've derived just by being alive. Now here is the best part: you have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!